Welcome back to Witch Church. It's your host, Mal. I'm a professional astrologer, tarot reader and teacher, and intuitive healer. And you're about to listen to the recording of Witch Church Live, a sermon that I give to my Instagram community every week. Feel free to catch the live show every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Central on IG Live, or listen to the recording right here on the podcast. This is a non-denominational weekly service for witches, astrology nerds, and anyone else who feels like they are being called to walk the spiritual path. At Witch Church Live, we talk all about the weekly astrological and tarot forecast, and really anything else that is channeled through me about the week ahead. Oh, and you'll probably hear about my random life updates and some rambly life stories mixed in as well. I hope that's okay. If this podcast brings some kind of value or joy to your life, be sure to leave me a 5-star rating or review on Apple Podcasts. And feel free to send this podcast to a friend if you feel like they could benefit from listening. If you feel called, you can also support the production of this podcast and my other creations on Patreon for as little as $5 a month and get access to my secret YouTube channel with a bunch of extra astrology and tarot content. And if you would like me to hold space for you on your spiritual path, you can book an astrology session, tarot reading, or distance Reiki healing on my site, MalloryHasty.com. I would be honored to be your guide in some way. All of the links to my site and my social media are in the show notes. Have a magical week, my friends, and thank you so much for listening. The new moon and the full moon kind of create this cycle, right? Of like what seed was planted back in the Aries new moon, and then what is kind of culminating from that seed now, you know? So I was just thinking about this, and let's see, when was the Aries new moon? It would have been on April 1st, 2022. Okay, yeah. So maybe think a little bit about, like, what were you planting April 1st, 2022? And now, like, what is kind of culminating from whatever you planted? And what's, like, now ready to be released? And I feel like I've lived 1,000 lives since April 1st, 2022. And it feels good to come to this full moon because just yesterday, Pluto stationed direct. And I think, you know, that's also a good omen for this full moon. Like, we're really releasing and, you know, coming to terms with maybe something that did come to fruition. I think that could definitely be this full moon's manifestation. But how are we doing? What are we feeling with this one? Also, how are we doing now that Pluto is direct and Mercury is kind of speeding along? Has anybody run into, like, maybe solutions to obstacles that presented themselves during Mercury retrograde? Has anybody felt like, you know, there's a little bit of forward movement? I've definitely felt forward movement this week for sure. And there was a couple things that I was kind of waiting on in the background to be confirmed that got confirmed in the past couple days. And I think it definitely has to do with, you know, Pluto and Mercury stationing direct. So I hope everybody else is kind of feeling a little bit of the moving forward energy. And Katie, you said the full moon is hitting you hard. Financial stuff is kind of crashing down, complete with minor but majorly inconvenient car accident. Oh, that's very, very Mercury exiting its shadow and Mars stationing retrograde, right? And Alexandra, you said, good morning. I felt one step ahead and 1 point felt two steps behind. Yeah, you know, I have to say that kind of is, you know, Mars, you know, starting to station retrograde soon. Yeah, I take one step forward and one step back. And by the way, going back to what you said, Katie, I'm in full agreement that that all resolves for you. And I know how stressful, you know, financial stuff and car stuff can be. So I really hope that kind of zips itself up for you soon. And I think there is a sense of I want to move forward and maybe I am moving forward, but then at the same time, yeah, there's still some roadblocks in my path. When is there not, right? And it's funny, I have one of my friends who was born like literally an hour after the sun moved into Aries. You know, she's like a 0 degrees Aries. And for a big chunk of time that I knew her, we thought, we thought she was a Pisces. So we were like, you know, always like, oh my God, we're Pisces. Yeah. Cause you guys know I'm a Pisces. But I recently reconnected with this friend, when I was in San Francisco a couple months ago. And I was like, we gotta really check your chart because you were born on the day that the sun left Pisces and moved into Aries. So you're either a 29 degrees Pisces or a 0 degrees Aries. And it turns out after so much time thinking she was a Pisces, technically the day she was born, the sun was in Pisces, but switched to Aries. So she's technically a 0 degrees Aries. And I say that because I think for me, like meeting a 0 degrees Aries and like having this person as a friend is kind of cool for me as an astrologer, because 0 degrees Aries is the sort of point where the zodiac kind of starts again. You know, it's a very karmic point. So I like to listen into what this friend has to tell me sometimes, like through her messages. And recently I was talking to her maybe about a month ago, and about a month ago my problems in my life felt more overwhelming than they do right now. Like if you really rewind like a month ago, like I was really, really overwhelmed with how everything was going to work out and the decisions I was making and all of this stuff. And going back to this Aries friend of mine, she sent me this song, and you might know this song. It is called My Way by Frank Sinatra. And she was like, oh yeah, like what you're talking about, like me telling her my challenges at the moment. She was like, you know, what you're talking about reminds me of this song that I really love. She was like, my mom ironically hates it, but I really love it. It's My Way by Frank Sinatra. And you should like listen to the song and read the lyrics, because I think it kind of relates to your challenges right now. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. Like, I've heard a bunch of Frank Sinatra songs, but I've never heard My Way. So I listened to it, and it was like a spiritual message almost. And what's even deeper is that an Aries, a 0 degrees Aries, sent me this song. you know, and really this song kind of embodies that sacred Aries energy. And I think it would be good if we kind of, let's read the lyrics. Of course, I won't sing it to you, but go listen to this song. If you know it, go listen to it at some point today, whether you know it or not. But let's just like read the lyrics and kind of take it in, because I really do think it relates to this Aries full moon today. The song goes, and now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I traveled each and every highway. And more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, and saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the way. And more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all, I stood tall, and I did it my way. I've loved, I've laughed and cried, I've had my fill, my share of losing. And now, as tears subside, I find it all so amusing. To think I did it all, and may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, not me, I did it my way. For what is a man, what has he got? If not himself, then he has not. To say the things he truly feels, and not the words of one who kneels. The record shows I took the blows, and I did it my way. Okay, so I just like this song because I like the lyrics of this song, especially that, like, those first couple lines, and now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I've traveled each and every highway. And more, much more than this, I did it my way, right? Like, this guy is, like, on his deathbed, you know? Like, the end is near, I'm facing my final curtain. But he's looking back at his life, and he's saying in this song, I truly have no regrets. Like, I have no regrets because I did it my way. Like, I did life my way. And it is such an Aries thing to say that, you know, and I'm actually not sure which sign, what Frank Sinatra's zodiac is. Comment it below if you happen to know. But I feel like that's kind of what Aries teaches us, in the sense of, like, even though Aries is the sign of birth, and we could say Aries symbolically represents, like, the sort of human coming out of the womb, like that moment of birth, that's Aries. To represent birth in such a profound way, it almost represents death in a way too, right? So in a sense of like this Aries song, but it's someone on their deathbed looking back and saying, I have no regrets. I did life my way. I don't know. Like, it feels Aries, because if there's one sign that teaches us, you know, like, no regrets, you know, do what you want, or explore the things that you want to explore, I really do think it's Aries that teaches us how to do that. Oh, Blue Moon Cocoon, you said Frank is a Sagittarius. We share a birthday. Okay, that makes sense that he's fire. I'm sure, I'm not surprised by that. And I'm thinking that what's interesting about this full moon in Aries is that this full moon answers to Mars, right? Because Aries is ruled by Mars. And Mars, what is Mars doing at the moment? Well, let's see. He is at 22 degrees Gemini. And not quite at his stationary degree. The retrograde stationary degree for Mars is 25 degrees Gemini. So he still is going to move about 3 degrees really, really slowly. And then he's going to stop at 25 and then start retrograding. But regardless, Mars is approaching the shadow. Right? Like, or I guess we could say Mars is in the shadow and approaching his degree where he will slow down, right? So what does that mean if this full moon is kind of like the I do it my way full moon? You know, if this full moon is maybe helping us gather the courage to do it our way, and to pursue the things that we want or continue to face the challenges on our path of doing it our way, right? Because doing it our way certainly does not, you know, take away challenges. I mean, it arguably makes more challenges. But, you know, the fact that Mars is stationing, I almost feel like we're kind of figuring out how to do something on our own terms with this full moon. And it's going to be a longer process than we wanted. You know, recently I was talking to my therapist friend in Chicago, and he said something. He was like, yeah, you know, at the end of the day, things take longer than you think they do. Like, he was like, at the end of the day, it's taken me like a good 10 years to build what I have. And, you know, you kind of have to have resilience to pursue the sort of my way, if you will, because there's no guarantees and there's certainly not a promise that it'll go fast, right? So I think there is something about this full moon where it's like, we are reconnecting with, doing it our way, whatever that means. Maybe that means pursuing a career path that our parents don't approve of. No, that does not come from personal experience at all, that example. Maybe it's about doing something that society deems an irresponsible way to live, you know? I mean, there's a million things that we could potentially want to do our way and feel stifled, though, from doing it that way because of societal expectations, societal norms, parental and family conditioning, etc., right? So the cards, the Hierophant and the Emperor, come to mind. And if the Emperor is sort of the, you know, Frank Sinatra, my way kind of lyrics, and the Hierophant is everything, every part of our conditioning that tells us why we shouldn't do it our way, right? Like, why we shouldn't trust ourselves, or why we shouldn't necessarily trust our path and what we want for ourselves on our path, right? And, like, it feels like these two cards are kind of battling it out with this full moon. And I do think that with whatever we locate right now with the full moon in Aries, again, when it comes to, you know, I'll state my case of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this. I did it my way. Okay. Like, whatever we're kind of feeling with that inspiration, know that getting there won't be within the hour. You know, like, getting there might actually have to do with this Mars retrograde journey. And this is a 6-month journey. I mean, Mars won't be retrograde for 6 months, but Mars will be in Gemini for 6 months. And there's something going on there with figuring out, strategizing how exactly we're, quote unquote, doing it our way. Okay, hopefully that makes sense. And sure, this full moon in Aries, you can look at the area of life in your chart, you know, represented by Aries. That house might kind of have some inklings to what you are trying to do your way, right? And I'm not going to go through each rising sign, but like example would be if you're Cancer rising like me, Aries is our 10th house of career. So that checks out for me, like, you know, trying to do my career my way. But then it's also important to then go to your Gemini house. That's where Mars is right now. That's where Mars is going to be till March 2023. And that house is actually almost the key or what needs to be excavated in order to get back to the Aries house and do the Aries house your way, right? So that Gemini Aries kind of place is going to be important. You know, like in your chart, that little sextile between Aries and Gemini is, in a sense, the lyrics to this song, you know? So the other thing, besides that song with Frank Sinatra, gonna get a drink of water here. Besides that Frank Sinatra song, I don't know if I was watching, it must have been on TikTok or YouTube, but I'm pretty sure it was TikTok. You guys know, Jim from The Office. He's played by John Krasinski, right? Do I have that name right? Someone confirm that I have the right actor. But I'm pretty sure it's John Krasinski. And, I was listening to this, like, interview. It was, like, a really little interview with him. Again, I think it was a TikTok. And he was talking about, okay, Laura, you're saying that's right. Okay. So John Krasinski was talking about his journey to becoming an actor, and how I think when he was like in his early 20s or whatever, he moved to New York City, and he told his mom that he's really wants to be an actor, it's his dream, and he's going to go pursue that. And he was saying that his mom responded in, like, a really good way. And when he told her, she was like, great, John, like, you should totally do it. Like, you should totally go pursue your dream. But this is the thing. Like, just know when to quit. She was like, know when to quit because you don't make your mother, like, tell you to quit your dream, right? Like, you need to know as, like, an adult when to stop pursuing your dream. And through his eyes, he was like, that's, like, the best thing my mom could have ever said to me. Like, I support you, but know when to pull back or whatever. So he said, okay, mom, I'm going to give myself 2 or 3 years. I'm going to go to New York City and try to make it as an actor. And he was just like, he was a waiter, like just kind of taking, you know, the day jobs or whatnot. And not that being a waiter has to be just a day job. I mean, it's a legitimate career in itself, but you get what I'm saying. Like, he was kind of getting jobs just to kind of support him in his journey of acting. And fast forward, I think it was like the 2.5 year mark, he was in New York City, and he called his mom and he was like, "Mom, like, I'm done with this. Like, it's not going anywhere. It's not going anywhere. I'm gonna like literally pack up my stuff and come home." And his mom remembered what he told her, and he told her, "I'm gonna give it like 3 years." And she was like, "Okay, it's only the 2.5 year mark. Why don't you give it 3 more months? Just give it 3 more months. Stay there, see what happens," right? And he did. And somewhere in that 3 month period, he got cast on The Office. Okay. So I kind of feel like his story echoes some kind of energetic message right now, because sometimes, like our song My Way by Frank Sinatra, you know, like the story I just told about John Krasinski the best I could, I'm sure you could look that up on YouTube and listen to his words say it, you know, but or listen to the story in his words, but I think there's something about, with the Aries full moon answering to Mars retrograde, or almost retrograde, resilience on the path of doing it our way, right? Like, if you're gonna do it your way, you gotta put your money where your mouth is in a lot of ways, like, if you're going to do it your way and pursue your dream or pursue the things that you want or be a creative or, you know, write your book or whatever it is, we also have to be resilient in that process. And we also have to be loyal to that process, even when things aren't happening, when things aren't clicking into place as we wished, or, you know, maybe there's certain things on our path that just aren't checking out, you know, or there's certain failures, not failures, but you know what I mean? Like, there's just certain disappointments or bummers that we kind of run into. How do we keep going on our way, quote unquote, even when these failures pop up? And how do we not take these failures personally, right? How do we not create the story of, "Oh, I'm not supposed to be doing this," or "The universe is telling me to quit," or the, you know, "Maybe my parents were right," or like whatever the shit is. And, you know, how can we not project those fears onto the world when things aren't going completely fast enough? And also, how do we give our dreams a little time to breathe? How do we let our dreams grow? I mean, if a baby isn't walking right away or takes a few steps and then falls, we cheer for the few steps the baby has taken. You know, we don't, like, punish this baby for, like, not being able to walk on his first try, right? And what if we gave our creative projects that amount of grace, right? And patience. And I think there's something with this Mars retrograde that's, you know, bringing that up. And Katie, you said yes to all of this so hard. Wow. Also hitting for me is taking responsibility for your dreams. Taking responsibility for your dreams. Like, what does that mean for me? Like, that means, it's like taking responsibility for your dreams. It's like, are you willing to sometimes be taken on a detour for the things that you're pursuing? Like, while everybody else is speeding down the highway because they're, you know, doing the thing that their parents told them they were supposed to do with their lives, and they seem like they're speeding down the highway, but you are more dedicated to, like, your creative passion or creating the life that you want, and because of that, for some reason, the universe just told you to pull over at the rest stop and meditate for a couple days. And, like, you're trying to trust that, but yet you see all these speeding cars around you. Yeah, like, it's hard to take responsibility for your dream in that sense, right? Someone I was talking to at a party last night, my best friend had a housewarming party, and I was just talking to this, like, random person, and she told me, she was like, yeah, like, she's like, I went to Northwestern, and I asked her what she studied, and she was like, some kind of, like, mechanical engineering, and then ended up getting her master's in, like, biochemical some, like, it was very beyond my capacity to completely understand the type of engineering that she studied. And I'm in no way, like, dissing her or knocking her path. Like, I'm sure I don't know her. I'm sure she's, like, a very successful person. I mean, clearly she's a successful person and blah, 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 blah. But the way this person said it, like, it was so void of passion. Like, the way she relayed this path that she is quote-unquote chosen, there was something about her tone and her energy, and maybe this is just me picking up on this because I'm a double Pisces, highly sensitive person, so maybe I pick up on, like, those, like, subtle frequencies that no one else would, but, like, there was something about the way she relayed her path where the underlying message of what she said was not, I chose this. It was actually, someone else chose this for me and I did it. And again, she never explicitly said that. Like, she never said, like, society chose this for me, or my parents chose this for me, or, you know, freshman year, I just decided to go with, like, the interest that would make me the most money, or, like, whatever. Like, she never said any of that. And granted, this could all be unconscious for her. I'm not saying this makes her a bad person. But again, the underlying tone of what she told me about her life was, I did not choose this. Like, the program chose this. And that's the magic, I think, of an Aries full moon. It can kind of illuminate where some of our choices have been made by our programming instead of us, you know? And what's better than the Aries full moon than to reconnect us with, like, our way and how we truly want to go through life. And going back to the Frank Sinatra My Way song, like, you know, again, yeah, listen to that song today. And think about the character that Frank Sinatra embodies within that song. Like, him embodying a character that is on his deathbed but has no regrets. And is kind of thinking about how his path has been hard and he has eaten dirt more than a few times, you know? But at the same time, he's like, yeah, fuck yeah, I did it my way, you know? All right, let's pull a card to move us forward into the week. Okay. Laura, I like the Aries full moon too. Yeah. I like, gotta love Aries energy. Yeah, Ellis, you said, as someone in my late 20s, the pressure to have done something and have something to show for it before turning 30 is absolutely stunting me from working on myself intentionally and patiently. Yeah. I think that's completely normal. I don't think you're alone in that at all. And I deal with that too in a lot of ways. And you know what too, Ellis? When you said, when you're saying that too, like, I'm thinking about how many people I've gotten to talk to on their path. You know, like, in the past 4 years, I've done hundreds of readings for a whole spectrum of different type of people. Like, I've done readings for really wealthy people, people who have no money and probably scrap together, you know, something to get a reading from me. I've read for people who are teenagers. I've read for people in their 70s. You know, I've read for people who don't speak the language I do and we needed a translator. Like, I've read for a lot of different walks of life, and I've been lucky to do that. And what I'm trying to say here is that what am I trying to say here? I guess I'm trying to say that, like, the people who do have something, like, societally acceptable to like, show, like, oh, like, I have $1 million in the bank, or, like, I have this, or I have that, like, they're still human, and there's still, like, regrets and problems and insecurities and everything. And, you know, like, that, I guess that's what I'm trying to tell you, Ellis, is, like, yeah, I've never done a reading for someone who has no problems, or, like, has no challenges, or who doesn't struggle with themselves in some capacity. And I don't know if that makes sense, or if you really wanted me to say that. Maybe it sounds kind of preachy, but that's just what I kind of felt called to say to your, comment, and I thank you for commenting that. Laura, you said, I used to work in a gift shop that played Sinatra all the time, and it's good memories. And you said, I'm 40, so take this old lady's wisdom, follow your instincts and happiness. Yes. Yeah. Love it. Okay, let's pull a card. Let's pull some medicine for this week. Oh my gosh, guys, I'm so excited. We got the Emperor. The card of Aries. Could there have been anything better to get? I love this Emperor. I love how he's orange and red and yellow. Kind of like the colors of power and independence and taking up our sacred space. Kind of listening into this because I think there's something about fear with the Emperor in a weird way that I'm getting. Like, I'm thinking about how much fear did the emperor have to overcome to take up his space in such a profound way? Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's really the message of the emperor. Like, claim your space, claim your dream, take responsibility for your dream, right? Or being brave enough or feeling like worthy or deserving enough of enough to take up your sacred space, like all of that. But in order to get to that point, like, yeah, the emperor probably had to overcome some fears. The emperor had to name himself in a way and like energetically put his sort of flag in the ground and claim what he wanted to do, right? And sometimes we're even scared to even do that. Like, I'll give you some, like, a creative project that I'm really scared of is, like, starting to write my book, which I'm hoping to do once I'm in my new space. But, like, you know, even in that creative project, like, I'm even scared to, like, say, like, oh, I'm gonna write a book, you know? Like, or I'm gonna start doing that. Like, but in order to get to that, you have to put it out there, and you have to claim it. And sometimes even, like, the verbalization of an I am statement, which is very Aries, that can really help us propel us propel us into the manifestation, if you will, right? Alexandra, you said, at the end of the day, we are all composed and structured the same, regardless of status, ethnicity, or accomplishments. Definitely, Alexandra. And Sarah, you said, no way, I pulled the same Thoth Emperor for my one card draw this morning. Oh, yay. Sarah, you said, as well as the fear of performing to other people's expectations. The Aries Libra axis, right? The Aries Libra axis. Okay. Yeah. So, friends, let's sit with this Emperor this month. Let's be at peace with the fact that we are trying to go our own way, and even if we're struggling and figuring out how to do that, at least we're struggling and figuring out how to do that instead of, like, completely surrendering to our societal conditioning and remaining unconscious. You know, that feels to me like we're accomplishing more than we know just by saying, like, I'm trying to forge my path ahead, and I'm open to the shift in my life, and just that can change something. So verbalize something this week. Verbalize something today that starts with I am. Like, I am writing a book. I am, you know, I am bringing more balance into my life. I am fulfilled at my job. You know, whatever it is, even if you don't feel it now, there's something cooking, and it's going to be cooking for this Mars retrograde cycle. Laura, you said, oh my god, a book, that's so exciting. And Sarah, you said, don't be scared of the book. If you've ever kept a journal for a period of time, you can write a book. Yeah, definitely. I feel it. But my friends, I would love to be of service to you today in some way. And let me know if there's anything that I can pull on for you, or if you need a prayer or good vibes. How can I be of service to you today? And maybe while you guys are typing, I'll ask for a prayer or good vibes. Can you just send me good vibes that my transition into my new space this week will just go well? And just can you send me good vibes for that? And, yeah, that's what I'll say. Okay, Lauren, you said, I would love an anchor card for this week and for the Aries full moon in my moon sign. Yes. Okay, Lauren, you are ruled. You are ruled by the Aries moon. If you're a Cancer rising, so this is big for you. Let's see. Card for Lauren. Oh, wow. Jeez. Okay, this really is your moon here. Okay, so we got the universe, which is the world, the star, and Three of Cups. So cool. That's big. That's a fucking big message. You know, the universe and the star really feel to me like, you know, there's something in your life that is changing and shifting more than you know. It's beyond just the decisions you've made about your career or your book or whatever. It's like, it's more than that. It's like a shift for your soul. It's a shift in how you believe in yourself. It's like a shift in your psyche. And also the fact that the Two of Cups is here too. It feels like you have met a version of yourself that you've been wanting to meet for a while. And that should be celebrated. And it feels kind of just like permission to be your new self, or like really embrace the ways that you have changed and are changing and will change more. You know, that's how I'm feeling. Katie, you said, I would love some guidance on getting my finances in order. Sending you the best vibes. Aw, thanks. Okay, cool. Got it. Okay, I was, so for some reason, Spirit's given me three cards for everybody. Okay, so you got Ten of Pentacles, which is wealth. And then we have two court cards, Katie. We have the Prince of Cups and the Queen of Wands. And honestly, not sure if I would want either of these people to balance my finances. Because I'll tell you what, the Prince of Cups financially has a lot of emotional soup tied to the energy of their money. And the Queen of Wands might be a little bit more impulsive or short term about like how she's managing her money. So I almost feel like this issue, although you're viewing it as a short-term, like, acute stress issue, which I'm sure it is. I mean, believe me, I'm on the struggle bus just like everybody else. But, you know, there's something here about, like, right now looking at the long term of your finances and, like, not getting so bogged down by the short-term inconvenience of what is right in front of you right now. Like, knowing the Ten of Pentacles, knowing that you have enough security to have that sort itself out. But long-term, there's kind of a long-term shift with money that Spirit is prompting you to think about. Not in a stressful way, but in a way of like, okay, nope. My Queen of Wands is not going to manage my finances anymore. My Prince of Cups is not going to manage my finances anymore. I got to find like my King of Pentacles or my Queen of Pentacles to manage my finances. And it also, you just saw me getting out this book. This book is called Miracle Habits by Mitch Horowitz. And you've probably heard me talk about Mitch Horowitz before. I really like his books a lot. And in this book, he has a chapter that is just titled Spend for Power. spend only on what builds your ability to earn. And I feel like that is a really empowering way to talk about finances, right? Like, does this thing empower me to earn more? Like, does buying this thing empower me on my path? You know, does allowing this thing into my life energetically support even more abundance flowing to me? Like, there's some kind of perspective shift that's happening, Katie. So I hope that helps in some way. Alexandra, you said, may I please have a card for the week? Yes, let's see here. Okay. Okay, Alexandra, we have, okay, the Ace of Swords and the Devil. Okay, so what I'm getting, Alexandra, this week, it's really important to have a mantra that can help you overcome any narratives that are rooted in anxiety or fear. So whatever mantra that feels best, like, because the Devil is kind of about when our anxieties and our stories kind of take over, and, you know, we start to get really mentally busy and kind of be like, oh my God, like, what's going to happen? And how is this going to work out? And how do I solve this? And blah, 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 blah. And like, or this is all a disaster. Like, all of this mental clutter almost needs an Ace of Swords moment, which is a powerful mantra. So decide on that this week to help you move through these moments where sometimes cyclical thoughts kind of take over. It's like you kind of can stop them in their tracks with your mantra, whether that be like, I am safe, I am abundant, or money flows easily to me, or things are getting better and better, or, you know, whatever it is. Mantras are not spiritual bypassing. I think some people say, like, oh, like, that's like such fluffy bullshit. Like, how can you deny the stress of your immediate environment? And that's not what a mantra is doing. Like, a mantra is not the denial of what is in front of you. It's sort of a confirmation where you're talking to your soul and you're saying, like, you're letting your higher self talk to you through this moment, you know? So decide on your mantra for this week, Alexandra. Jess, you said, hey Mal, can I have a card for next week? Thank you. Sending you good vibes for your new space. Ah, thanks, Jess. Ooh, Jess, we got the Sun. Cool. Well, I'm thinking, you know, you're in a Mars ruled year, Jess, and it's a Aries full moon ruled by Mars, and this is kind of lighting up your 11th house of connections, and the Sun is here. So maybe there's some illumination going on with this this area of your chart, Jess, like some illumination with how to take action in aligned ways, some illumination about what is aligned and what's not, and also illumination about, like, who is assisting you on your path and really allowing excitement and joy to be your anchor. And if you feel excited about it, or if you feel excited about the person that you could be working with, I think that's a good sign. Okay. Laura, you said, good vibes, please. I am getting back into my witchy spiritual practice. Oh, yay. Okay. Love witchy Laura, in full agreement that all of your witchy stuff returns to you. And, you know, it never left, I mean, but I'm in full agreement that you have a nice witchy reunion with yourself this spooky season. Ashley, you said, on the thought of the emperor, may I get a card pulled, a prayer for this week to guide me past my fears? Yeah. Okay. So, okay, Ashley, so you got the moon. So it looks like maybe your fear is connected to just simply not knowing how things are going to work out if you make this choice or make this change or keep moving forward with your dream. Yeah, that's like the biggest fear. Like, what if, what's around the corner? I have no clarity about what happens when I make this choice. I have no evidence. And of course, when we don't know, the ego is going to try to tell us that it does know. And it's going to say, no, you don't know, but I know. I know that this is going to be a disaster. This isn't going to work out. This is going to be horrible. Anxiety. Cortisol. Like, that's what the nervous system does when faced with the unknown, right? But you, as, you know, a spiritual being who's also a human with a meat suit, who has this ego, has this nervous system, just like the rest of us, but you also have this consciousness that maybe the unknown is where you need to be and you need to be going. And maybe your higher self is really guiding you. And maybe when we do follow our higher self through the unknown, we realize, oh, I did know. This isn't actually all that unknown. Like, there was a part of me that did know this was the right way. Right? Like, it's kind of like that, Ashley. I think there's something that you're kind of battling right now with not knowing, but don't let not knowing stop you from doing what you know to do. I think that's what I'm kind of feeling. Sarah, you said, I'd love deeper insights on why I pulled the Emperor card for myself today. How do I need more insight from the Emperor energy? Okay, cool. Let's see. So Four of Swords and Six of Wands. Okay, so this reminds me that sometimes the Emperor isn't as, like, physical, like Game of Thrones, like running at our challenges with, like, a pointed spear, like, you know, taking up space and slaying the dragon and destroying our fears. Like, that's not what taking up space means. That's what, like, colonialism is, you know, like, that's that's, like, what the shadow side of the Emperor is. But, like, taking up space in a spiritual sense could be giving yourself permission to rest and go slow and really listen in to what your higher self wants, Sarah. And I think there is a moment of reprieve and slowing down that the Four of Swords is offering you, so you can really get clear on your Emperor vision, if you will. And then the Six of Wands comes, which is, like, you know, the victory card. Like, yes, like, this worked out, but it's because I took the time to really sit back and kind of, like, you know, gather information and, you know, really take my time to sit on this. Okay, Sam, you said, traveling back to Kentucky from Mississippi today. Appreciate any prayers for the road. Definitely sending you good vibes this week. Sam, I'm in full agreement that you have a wonderful road trip today filled with magical signs from the universe. And hopefully this time in the car can give you some good podcast listening time or whatever it is. Like, I'm in full agreement that this car ride can be healing and just a good experience. Okay. Corey, you said, I'd love a card pull for the book I'm writing. Yeah, congratulations. Okay, we have Five of Swords in reverse. Well, I'm not sure what, if the book you're writing is fictional or if it's more like a memoir, but this could be actually a really good card to work with when you're thinking about character development, whether that is in a nonfiction or fictional sense, it doesn't matter. Like, because the Five of Swords is sometimes about like how we approach conflict, how we trigger others, how others trigger us. And maybe there's something in your book writing journey, like it feels like it's inside the book. Like this feels like a literal, like Spirit is telling me it's an inside job. So that means I feel like it's some theme that comes up in your book. But like working with the theme of conflict and trigger, yeah, and like what can you do with that theme to make it feel more authentic and honest? And sometimes as writers, we're like afraid to like write our truth, right? Or like we're afraid to like really go for it. But I feel like that Five of Swords of reverse is like you kind of releasing and letting go and kind of being able to write about that thing that you've needed to write about, even if it's difficult, even if it's hard. Okay. That's what I'm getting. Allie, you said, I'd love a card. My moon is in Aries. I'm feeling this Aries moon big time. Yeah. Cool. Ah, Allie, you got the Queen of Cups. Emotional nurturing, hydration, spending time in nature. And also, I do feel like it's maybe a day or even a week to really focus on caring for yourself, and maybe sometimes where your caretaker role or your natural healing vibe may have kind of sucked you into the direction of taking care of others or sacrificing your own self-care in order to take care of others. And I understand that sometimes our family members are sick, or sometimes we care for someone that has no one else. But also, it's like not but it's an and. It's kind of like, where do you need to be fulfilled or refilled? I mean, like, where does your cup need to be refilled this week? Where can you actually say no? Where you feel pressure to say yes? And where can you emotionally and energetically replenish yourself? Okay. Ellis, you said, can't decide if I should be productive or rest today. Could I have a card to help decide? Apparently, I'm synced up with the moon right now. Okay, let's see here. Prince of Swords. So the Prince of Swords is sometimes driven to action through the mind, if you will. Like, the Prince of Swords can be a little bit impulsive and a little bit of, like, I think in its more shadow element, like, the Prince of Swords can be mean to themselves, you know? Like, the Prince of Swords can kind of be beating themselves up mentally and kind of, you know, like, Spirit is showing me, someone on horseback, and they're like pulling the reins of the horse, and they're trying to get the horse to go, and the horse is going, but the horse is tired, and he's like neighing, and he's like clearly like doesn't want to be pushed in this way, but the rider is pushing him in this way. And I think sometimes we can push ourselves in order to challenge ourselves to be better. But then there's also a type of pushing ourselves that is more like coming from a place of like, I'm not doing enough, I'm not working hard enough, I didn't, blah, 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 Right. So that's my backwards answer, Ellis. Like, are you working because, are you wanting to work because it's a personal goal that will make you feel more fulfilled? Or are you wanting to work because you feel like you haven't done enough? You know? Alexandra, you said, I am sending you good vibes for the change of setting and understanding for whatever it comes. It takes time to commit to changes. Remember your story today about the guy from the office. Yes, definitely, Alexandra. Katie said, thank you so much, Mal. Wow, gonna look into that book. Just wrote that quote and put it on my fridge. Mitch Horowitz, he's a great thinker. Like, truly, his books are, I've said this before, I haven't talked about his books in a while, but, like, his other book, The Miracle Club, he's like, the only person I read when it comes to, like, manifestation, because he's just, like, I don't know, his work about manifestation doesn't feel, like, fluffy nonsense. It feels aligned, at least to me. Corey, you said mantras are how we reprogram. Exactly. Mantras are how we make new neural pathways. Alexandra, thanks, Mal. It was a much needed message. Manifestation needed to feed my soul and get empowered. I love it. You're welcome. Thanks, guys. Thank you. And Ashley, you said, wishing you all the good vibes and the best energies for your new space. I hope it provides all that you need. Thank you for the card poll. Oh, you're so welcome. And let's see. How many questions do we have? Cool. I think, Olivia, I think you'll be my last poll for today. But let me read the other comments here. Sarah, you said, thank you so much. I truly appreciate it. Best of luck with your book. Aw, thanks. Oh, and Corey, it's a memoir. Okay. That makes sense, Corey. That makes sense. Because, like, I could imagine a memoir, writing a memoir, can be a confronting experience in a lot of ways. Thanks, Allie, for the blessings. Corey, you said, I'd love to hear fellow Pisces say that. Don't want the fluffy stuff. I'm not a fan of some of the Pisces stereotypes. Yeah, Corey, I've got Venus in Capricorn, so it's, I definitely have a more grounded Piscean sense, I guess sometimes, but. All right, last card of the day. Olivia, you said, can I get a card for the week? I've had a new level of anxiety recently, and I need to reset. Prince of Swords. Okay, it's similar to the message that I just gave to Ellis, Olivia, in the sense of, like, our minds can be mean to us, and oftentimes we can act from a place, a narrative that is from, like, a place of self-hatred instead of self-trust. I've talked about this a long time ago, like, with Heather, on my podcast or on my YouTube or something, but we once did, like, an episode about, I think it's on my YouTube, it's about movement, like, aligned movement or something, and we were both sharing how when we were younger, like, in high school, a lot of, like, the physical exercise that we were doing was actually, like, motivated from a place of self-hatred. So, like, yeah, like, in high school, like, I would run, I would go to the gym, and it was motivated from a place of, like, hating my body or wanting my body to change. And that's inherently just, like, a toxic thing to do to ourselves, yet the world promotes it. Like, the world promotes a lot of action sourced from self-hatred. Like, it's sad, but it's true. Like, even with eating, like, you know, and caring for ourselves. And at some point, what really changed my life, or, like, the way I care for myself, not that I do it perfectly, But at some point I said, I am no longer going to do anything that is motivated from, like, self-hatred. Like, anything I do for my body is going to be from a place of, like, kindness and love and compassion. And I'm not going to make myself push through something that I would not make a child push through, because at this point, my inner child needs healing, right? So that could also be part of this Page of Swords message, Olivia, like, not pushing yourself anymore. Like, in a way of, like, where have I been just pushing myself too hard? And also, Prince of Swords could be a part of your inner child that really needs you. So it's potentially, you know, really learning to care for ourselves is learning to connect with our inner child. And that can be a whole journey within itself. So, yeah, something to tuck into your back pocket, Olivia. Maybe this week is a good time for some inner child work. Okay. Yeah. Okay, friends. Hopefully this was helpful to you. If we have an appointment later today, I look forward to seeing you. And I am sending everybody many blessings on this Aries full moon. And just feeling grateful. So thanks, my friends. Glad that helped, Olivia. Okay, have a wonderful rest of your Sunday.